Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There aren't many kitchens in Ireland that don't have devices or machines made by De'Longhi. The Italian coffee machine maker also owns global brands such as Kenwood and Braun. They have benefited from the surge in popularity of frothy coffees in this country over the last 20 years. And Susan Coleman is the head of De'Longhi Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit about the lineage of De'Longhi. Italy about a century ago, is it?
That's correct. It's about 123 years and it's a family-run business based out of Treviso in near Venice, which is beautiful.
You must hate the trips to the HQ,
it's,
you know,
and say, oh, you're so inconvenient, so inconvenient. So a wonderful place to visit. And yeah, we're proudly selling it in Ireland for the last 50 years.
I mentioned that there has been a surge in frothy coffee. I mean, in the States, they've been having their Starbucks and their frothy coffee for whatever, 20 odd years. In Ireland, we just had, you know, back in the day, Nescafe. And then suddenly, in the 21st century, we discovered frothy coffee. And that's been a boon for your business.
It absolutely has. I mean, you mentioned being in America. I came back from America that time around 20 years ago. And I was shocked to see that there was actually no takeaway coffees. And it was the Nescafes and the soluble coffee, but now, you know, the
or
choice.
Percolated coffee.
Yeah, we were getting a little bit exotic, but now you have the choice, Joe. So you have, in our brand, you have a range of coffee machines that are budget friendly right up to premium. So depending on the type of coffee you like and also, I guess, your budget. So you can start off with a lovely Dolce Gusto or an espresso capsule machine, and that's all about convenience.
Oh, you guys do Dolce Gusto?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we're partners with Nestle as well. So, yeah, we're machine partners with Nestle. So you can start off with the capsule machine, and that's a really convenient way to serve your coffee. But then also, if you like the art of making coffee and you like the barista style.
Quite a few people do.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, that is the machine. Then you have the La Specialista Arte and you got the La Specialista Evo. And they all are, I suppose, the art of making coffee at home when you like that barista.
And what would that set
experience?
You back? La Specialista?
You can, around a 300-400 euro mark, depending on the time of year.
So not three or four grand?
No. Right. But if you want to spend that much, we have then the fully automatic bean to cups.
Right.
So it's a one-touch solution.
With the touch screen.
With the touch screen, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And is there any type of coffee that we drink the most of these days? Is it a latte or is it still the Americano?
It's really a personal preference.
I know, but
from
what you're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, Ireland and the UK are very milky coffee drinkers.
Right.
That's an absolute fact. You know, we tend to like our latte,
our flat whites,
cappuccinos and so forth. So, yeah, we would do very well in that regard because our machines, because they're fully automatic, particularly in the premium section, it's a one-touch solution.
Yeah.
So, like, we definitely feel that that's our, you know, that's our core strength really is the fully automatic bean to cup.
But coffee bean prices have gone crazy in the last few years.
They have indeed, yeah.
Has that affected your business? Because it's now quite expensive to buy coffee.
Correct. Well, exactly that. So we're encouraging people to, you know, maybe explore owning their own coffee machine at home. So that one opportunity to make a latte and do it at home. So, because I now know you have to spend maybe €4 in a coffee shop, which, you
know,
if you
can imagine. There are some very well-known brands that it's very close to five. And we've had a guy on the show and it's he's close to €10, but he does an adult-only coffee shop, so no kids allowed. De'Longhi also own Kenwood and Braun. Braun, they'd say in Germany, and Braun, we'd probably say internationally.
Correct. So Kenwood, as everyone would know, the Kenwood chef, and now we're celebrating this year.
Is that still available? It is.
Absolutely. Yeah. 75 years on is the Kenwood brand, and this year is the 75th anniversary, and we're proudly still selling the Kenwood chef. I would imagine many of your listeners still have Kenwood chef in their kitchens.
Yeah.
And I suppose, you know, when you think about it, the sustainability factor is our machines last, Joe. They really do last the test of time. And the beauty about Kenwood, and particularly if you invest in a Kenwood chef, is that you can add on attachments. So you can get your liquidizer and your smoothie maker and your, you know, slicer shredder and your grinder. You can actually even get a coffee grinder for a Kenwood chef. So it's kind of a one solution for your kitchen. And then, of course, in De'Longhi and Kenwood, we do a beautiful breakfast collection. Kettles and toasters. So, you know, and it's all style and lifestyle forward, you know, in terms of the aesthetics of our product.
I was amazed to see that De'Longhi still manufacture all their stuff in Italy, which is rare enough these days.
Well, our bean to cup, our fully automatic machines are made in Italy, and then we have factories in Romania and also in the Far East. But it's fascinating if you ever got the chance, maybe some media trip sometime to get you over to see Treviso in Italy. There's a lot of robotics now involved in what we do, but a lot of manual labour still. It is absolutely fascinating to see the pieces being put together.
Whereas the Kenwood stuff is probably made in the Far East, possibly even in China. Are you guys going to be affected by this global tariff war?
Well, look, it's early days, isn't it? You know, we really know that it's caution at this point, and we just have to wait and see, I guess. You know, of course, every company is going to be affected, particularly in America, which is a very much growing market for us.
For De'Longhi or for Kenwood?
For all brands. Yeah. To be honest, yeah.
Oh, so there wouldn't be as many De'Longhis sold in the States as there would be in Europe?
No, it's an emerging market for us, but certainly one that we need to take a good look at and see how things pan out. I know lately the news hasn't been great, so
every morning.
Yeah, it's one to watch for sure.
And the Irish consumer, is there anything that you would have garnered? You've been in this business quite a few years. Is there anything you've garnered about the Irish consumer? Are they sticky and loyal customers, or are they very price sensitive?
I think with brands like us, you know, they have stood the test of time, and customers feel a sense of loyalty towards us, particularly with the Kenwood brand and De'Longhi, because we've been in the market for so many years. We've had some really wonderful relationships as well with our trade partners. So when we sell into stores across the country, you know, that support continues over the years. And of course, you know, because we have electrical stores right around the country in terms of a retail partnership, consumers come back again and again to repurchase our product. But we're experimental as well.
Do you sell direct from the website, or do you sell via department stores and stuff like that?
Very dependent on our retail base, yeah.
With DID Electrical or Currys or one of those guys?
DID, Currys, Arnott's, Brown Thomas, Harvey Norman. Any leading electrical retailer should really have our product.
And I mentioned Braun or Brown. Are you also selling the shaving devices from Braun?
No, that's part of Procter & Gamble. So we only have taken over the small domestic appliances, the SDA part of the Braun brand. So, yeah, and we do quite well in that. It's steam irons and juicers.
Oh, juicers and irons as well. Well, best of luck with it, Susan. And thanks
that's
very much for joining us. That is Susan Coleman, the boss of De'Longhi Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.